Our next speaker is Cristina Contreras. Okay.
I'm sorry. Well, good morning. My name is Cristina Contreras. I am a PhD student. I am from Chile. I will talk about two different approaches to predict soil water content at a specific metric potential, in this case, field capacity and wilting point. As we can see yesterday, water erosion, soil erodibility, soil transport, and evapotranspiration are predicted from soil from hydraulical models, and these hydraulical models need inputs for predicting. In this case, I am very interested in soil water retention at two different potentials. Why this potential? Because the difference between them are the soil available plants, are the water available for plants. Commonly, soil water retention is very expensive and time consuming in lab and in field. As we can see in the photo, in the photographs there at the right, we have the plate. We can measure the water retention at a specific suction with this methodology, and in the right photography, we can see these two. We can see the another methodology for predict water retention, and we can develop the whole water retention curves. The objective of my work is evaluate six 12 field transfer functions from six researchers. They developed two field transfer functions, one at field capacity and another one at wilting point. The authors are Gupta and Larson, Lal, Rawls from different years, and Aina and Pereswani. The second approach was use Rosetta model version 2.0 for predicting the soil water retention curve and then predict the specific metric at a specific metric potential. In this case, field capacity and wilting point, and then compare these predictions. Well, what about the functions? The first five authors develop soil field transfer functions in a linear well. They use physical properties like sand, sinks, clay, organic matter, and bulk density, and they fit some parameters, A, B, C, D, E, and F. Some of the authors made E or F equal to zero. The last one, that is Ralph from 2004, developed new field transfer functions, but they are based on machine learning techniques, in this case, group method of data handling. And I, as an example, I put the field transfer function at field capacity, and as you can see, we use X, Y, and Z. And these variables include some physical properties of soil, like sand, silt, or bulk density. What about the soil database used for testing these field transfer functions? The soils are from Chile. As you can see, there are many soil classes. Here is it. And many textures. We cover all the soil texture temporal. And what about the values of the percentage of sand, clay, or bulk density? Rawls use a huge range of sand or clay, and as you can see, Aina and Pereswami and Lal develop new field transfer function, but the soils are from tropical soils. And this is the reason for the little range or clay or sand. In the case of bulk density, we have a huge range of bulk density, but it's very similar to the previous uses by Rawls in different years. Well, what about Rosetta model? Rosetta is a neural network that predicts the Van Genuchten parameters. Here we can see the Van Genuchten equation. And the advantage of Rosetta is they develop hierarchical models. I use model 2 and model 3. Model 1 I didn't use because model 1 includes qualitative characteristics of soil. Model 2 is based on sand, silt, and clay, and model 3 adds to this characteristic the bulk density. The Rosetta models predict theta R, theta S, alpha, that is the inverse of the R entry suctions, and finally predict the parameter N, that is a measure of pore size distributions in the soils. Well, As a result, the first three equations at field capacity are these. We can see for Gupta, Larson, and Rouse that they developed field transfer function from soils in the United States slightly overestimate the water retention at wilting point. The X is the measured water content from our soil, and the Y is the predicted soil water content. In the case of Lal, Dal, they use soils from tropical climates, they underestimate the water retention. In the case of the other field transfer function to predict field capacity, we can see that Aina and Pereswamy that develops field transfer functions from soils in tropical conditions overestimate soil water retention, and Rolf that develop equation in with material learning methods. It's not clear if it's underestimate or overestimate, but we have some outliers here. We can see the statistic parameters are very similar between them, R square around 0.5, and the error is about 0.1 for all this equation at field capacity. In the case of permanent wilting point, we can see for our LAL that develops a field transfer function from tropical climates, underestimate the water retention, but for Gupta, Larson, and Rawls, they little overestimate little values, but underestimate higher values. The same situation for the other equations. For the other equation that I test, Rawls from 1983 underestimate higher values of water retention, but tend to overestimate little values of soil water retention. The same effect we can see with Oina and Pereswamy that develop a field transfer function from soils in tropical climate. They underestimate soil water retention. The static values are very similar between them. In the case of Rosetta model, I stated before that Rosetta predicts the Wangen-Hoogsteen system parameters, and then with these Wangen-Hoogsteen system parameters, we can predict the soil water retention curve, and then we can predict the field capacity and wilting point for this specific potential. The results of Wangen-Hoogsteen system parameters are very similar between model 3 and model 2. And then when we use the Wangen-Hoogsteen equation, the results are the same for model 3 and model 2. The difference are not statistical significant. They have not a statistic significance and are the same result. This graph is for field capacity and the other one is for wilting point. We can see field capacity is underestimated, the same case for permanent wilting point. And a very interesting result is the parameter, the statistical results are very similar. R square similar to 0.5 and the medium error is similar to 0.1. As you can remember, they are the same values for field transfer function that are developed with linear regression. With this, we can see that the best function for predicted soil water content at field capacity was Gupta and Larson from 1979. It's a very old field transfer function. And at wilting point, the best field transfer function was Rawls from 1983. These functions include as input the organic matter and bulk density, and in this way they are predict very well the water retention. In the case of Rosetta, model 2 and model 3, we can see there are no improvement if we add the bulk density as input in the case of model 3, because the values of predicted soil water content are the same. But we have to remember that Rosetta model don't predict the exact water retention. They estimate the parameters of Wangen-Hoogsteen equation, and we can have the whole soil water retention curve. In some cases, we are interested in the wilting point and field capacity because the difference of them give us some idea for what is the amount of water that the plants need. But this is a very advantage of Rosetta. I want to say thank you to my government for the support to travel here, and I am able to answer your question. Thank you.
We have time for a couple of questions.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Oh yeah, I didn't listen.
The mic don't work. Forget whatever I said. Fine.
Your question is about the parameters of the linear regression in the of the Bell transfer function. Yes. No. Well, I want to test the functions and I use equal than they present in these investigations. So yes, the parameters are very different between them because they calibrate the function for these soils, for their soils. And I only have the information about the soils that they use. This is true. Okay.
You have a large database of Chilean soils. How many soils?
Well, there are about 1,000 of horizons, and they have the characteristics.
Okay, so then
Yes. The first step was evaluate the previous Bell transfer function that there are existing, and the second approach is develop our Bell transfer function. Yes, I developed some Bell transfer function, but I am calibrating. The next step is use new linear regressions or new machine learning for develop of Bell transfer functions.
Okay.
We see this point in the next presentations.
And one more message.
Well, thank you. The units are. The topic of the presentation?
Yeah.
Well, the topic of the presentation is evaluate two approaches for predicting soil water content at a specific material potential. In this case, field capacity and wilting point.